Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
We are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, first, Chris, I think you'll join me in congratulating Andrew Whitworth of the Rams, who was named the Walter Payton Man of the Year. We've brought him up before, Chris. Well-deserved, and if people need to go to the NFL Man of the Year spot on the NFL website, just check out Whitworth. He's been nominated a ton of times, but he finally did win, Chris, and wouldn't it be great if he does retire, he goes out as the Walter Payton Man of the Year and a Super Bowl champion. Isn't that just awesome? So yeah. Congrats to him. But since we mentioned him in the past, I just want to get as many nominees mentioned this year as we can. And our last one tonight, I'm going to put it on Jerome Baker, the linebacker for the Dolphins. You know, he's got roots, Chris, in the Cleveland area, having attended Ohio State. And he's been a very good linebacker for the Dolphins for a few years now. But, I think it's terrific, Chris. He was born on Christmas Day, Jerome Baker, and he's made it a point to, host a Christmas event for the Boys and Girls Club of Miami, since he got down, to Florida a few years ago. And he says hosting that for the Boys and Girls Club is a birthday to myself. So he considers his volunteerism as a birthday gift to himself. That's the kind of guy he is. But, you know, back last summer when a building collapsed in the Surfside area of Miami, Chris, he was one of the first on the scene. He got together with some small businesses in that area and got a food truck together to provide all the meals to the first responders and some of the victims. And he's done things like that. Also, later, just a couple months later last summer, Chris, so when the earthquake in Haiti hit, he's one of the guys that sprung into action right away. He got on the phone call to the mayor, and donated a lot of items to Haiti for the earthquake relief. And he's got his own foundation, Chris. I mean, even though he's still a kind of a young guy, he's got something he calls the Expand the Land Foundation. And that helps kids in, his hometown of Cleveland and, of course, where he is now in Miami. Does a lot of, he's done virtual stuff online with COVID, donating backpacks to young kids. He's done a lot with Cleveland area students, as far as getting them, technology things, partnering with Microsoft and everything. And, he's never forgot his high school, Benedictine High School in Cleveland. And, when COVID-19 hit there, he actually did a, socially distanced backpack giveaway for kids in grade 2 and 8. He motivates kids, and you got to go to the website, the Man of the Year section of the NFL.com, and there's a great picture of him. He's sitting in the middle of about 60, 70 kids, Chris. It's a terrific picture, and every one of those kids was given a Dolphin t-shirt to wear. It's just awesome, and the kids are just so excited to be around him. But Jerome Baker will be our last guy I mentioned this year, but again, congrats to all these guys, Chris, who get it done on a daily basis. But tonight we had to put the spotlight on Jerome.
Ah, very nice. Good for Jerome. And again, congratulations to Andrew Whitworth for two great things, right? Walter Payton Man of the Year and winning a Super Bowl, just like you pointed out. So yeah. Congrats to both of those guys. Bob, I'm putting my last spotlight of the year on Bucks tight end Rob Gronkowski. Gronk set up a Gronk Nation Youth Foundation along with his four brothers. Can you imagine about five Gronkowski boys, four of which, oh, by the way, played in the NFL. Dan Gronkowski played for the Browns, Broncos, and Patriots. Glenn played for the Bills and the Patriots. Chris played for the Cowboys, Colts, and Broncos. And the oldest brother, Gordy, played professional baseball and was in the Dodgers minor league system for a few years. So talk about a very talented and athletic family, Bob. That's these guys, unbelievable. They all got together to put this foundation together, and they provide support for education and encourage extracurricular activities for kids. Their goal is to inspire kids to reach their maximum potential through sports education, community, and fitness. They're trying to help kids stay active and involved in school and in sports and provide them with the tools that they're going to need to help them follow their dreams and live happy and successful lives. And they do it through providing grants. Plus, the brothers do appearances at events and selected nonprofit organization events throughout the year. And not that long ago, oh, by the way, they donated $70,000 to Boston schools for female sports equipment. Last May, Rob hand delivered a check for $1.2 million to renovate the Charles Bank Playground in Boston along the Charles River, even though he was playing for the Bucks last season. And he said that the Patriots organization taught him the importance of giving back from the very first day he was there. So kudos to not only Rob Gronkowski, but the whole Gronkowski family, who are actively supporting kids and getting them involved in good education and involved in sports and extracurricular activities to keep their bodies and their minds sharp, Bob. I thought it was an impressive thing by that family.
You know, it's amazing to me, Chris, as popular as Gronk is, I didn't know much about this. And that goes to what you and I say all the time. It doesn't get publicized. What we read in the headlines sells clicks and sells newspapers, the bad stuff. But, you know, as popular as he is, I don't know if anybody knew, you know, that he did things like that. I'm sure they know he's done some charitable things in the past. But, you know, kudos to him. And I guess it's up to guys like us to bring it out because it does not get publicized enough.
Yeah, and talk about all five boys getting involved, and it's not just Rob, and I understand that he's the one we know at least the majority about, but five brothers doing good things, and kudos to his parents too, because they raised five boys right to be out there in their communities and giving back and knowing the importance of doing it. And to the Patriots organization, like Gronk says, they taught him the importance of giving back from the very first day he was there. So kudos to all involved.
And I think you'll agree with me, Chris, that that's the best way to end our 10th year is to put the spotlight on two guys who don't make the headlines for the wrong reasons, but are going to be featured on the show when, as long as we keep doing it.
That's exactly right. All right, my friend, it's time to put a bow on this season of Thursday Night Tailgate. Our thanks again tonight to Leonard Marshall, Tony Collins, Mike Pritchard, Mark Collins, and Vance McDonald for joining us. And Bob, it's been a privilege to get to do this for a 10th season with you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Same here, Chris. That was a blast. And wow, what a packed lineup tonight. They all delivered. They're all great friends. And it was terrific. And I'm sure we'll be doing some golf stuff in the spring or spring, summer or whatever. But year number 10 was great.
Yes, it was. I enjoyed it very much. Folks, you can follow us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit us on Facebook as well. Bob and I have our own Facebook pages, plus we've got one for the show, and giving us a like is very important to us. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. And folks, this show is available as a podcast on a number of great sites like Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. And as Bob mentioned, pretty shortly, I'll be transitioning over to golf on Next on the Tee. So please check out nextonthetee.net. And on that show, just like this one, we talk to the legends of the PGA and LPGA tours, plus the top instructors in the game. Bob joins me from time to time and has great guests that he brings along with him, namely our good friend Nathan Grube. So we'll be transitioning over there in March. Bob, take us home one last time, my friend.
All right, Chris, always an honor working with you, man. And we also want to thank our great announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the wonderful job he always does with our intro and ads. We want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we have to thank the fans out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until next season, folks, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. Good night, Rusty. And good night, Coach Reeves. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath to say, can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't